Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about the right way and the wrong way to ask for reviews. But first, when we're talking about asking for reviews, what kind of websites are we referring to? I'm assuming we're talking about Yelp, G2, Capterra, these types of websites.
Well, first off, it just hit me. I think we're almost 4 years into this podcast.
We are. Oh, we're almost at 1,500. We are 4 years into it as of this recording.
Right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that. All right. So the reason reviews are important is if you do reviews, happy 4 year anniversary. Yay. Okay. If you get reviews, see, back in the day when Amazon was first doing e-commerce, people were buying products on Amazon. And then Jeff Bezos was like, yeah, I want to let people review them. People are like, why would you want to let them review it? He's like, whatever creates the best experience is what's going to help me win in the long run. And that was right. And then reviews weren't just used for e-commerce products. It started being used for B2B, services, software, literally anything that you can think of. And the reviews are effective is, look, as humans, we all make mistakes. We aren't perfect. But what happens if you, when you spend your dollar or your pound or your rupee or whatever currency you're using, if you can make sure you're getting what you want. And that's what reviews do. They don't guarantee that you're getting what you spent your money on, but it increases the chances that you're getting what you want when you spend your money.
Yep. I'm just going to give some real life examples where I just remember I got a good experience or a bad experience. So I remember one time Postmates, whether if you're using Deliveroo, whatever, DoorDash, wherever you get your food delivered, Uber Eats, whatever. So Postmates delivered something to me and the guy sent me this really long text afterwards. He's like, you know, gas is really expensive and it's really hard to drive to you and all that. And so he's like giving me this entire story. He's like, I really appreciate if you would leave a 5-star review and also give me a tip as well. And it looked like it was a canned message and it just was not a good experience afterwards. So that is a wrong way to ask for reviews. A right way, I remember afterwards, I bought a product and then there was a card. It not only asked for a review, but it gave me something else as well. So it incentivized me to write the review and say, hey, no pressure at all. But if you leave a review, you know, it'd be really helpful for us. And just please be honest. And also, by the way, here's another bonus for you. So they didn't need to do that. And it was really optional and they kept it lighthearted. That actually made me want to do it. Because if you look at whatever accounts I have online, Yelp or whatever, I usually don't write reviews. But if I'm compelled to do it, it's because I felt incentivized to do it.
In essence, what Eric's getting at is the right way is to help people and do what's best for them. You can always do the soft ask, but the wrong way is bribery and saying, write a good review and I'll give you this. And you see some companies doing that and it's just not genuine. And don't look at reviews as, oh, if I get more 5-star reviews, then people are going to buy from me. Well, if you're faking the reviews and you're incentivizing people in the wrong way, what's going to happen is you'll get the high reviews temporarily, but then eventually you'll keep getting negative reviews as well. What you want is people to just leave real reviews. And when they leave bad reviews, figure out how you can improve your product or experience or your service. So that way in the future, people naturally leave way better reviews, which will naturally increase your sales.
Yeah. You might as well ask for the real feedback. Just, hey, can you give me some honest feedback? Whether it's 2 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, whatever, because it helps make you better. What I found from one of my friends' restaurants is that their Yelp just started exploding with reviews because they just kept getting better and better. And they kept driving an amazing experience. The food was amazing. The experience was amazing. It was just amazing to be there. And boom, it was 4.5 stars. And it's like hundreds of reviews, right? If you can do that, kind of to what Neil was saying earlier with Jeff Bezos, if you obsess over the customer and you drive a good experience, you're for sure going to get good reviews. Neil?
That's it from my end. Make sure you check out marketingschool.io/live. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.